Okay. Tonight's bar prep is about being consistent. So let's think about it. When you go to the gym and you shoot the basketball every day, you know, the quality of your practice will lead to the quality of your shot. Yes, you gotta miss a lot. As my favorite Michael Jordan quote is, he missed like 900 shots before he started killing every shot he made. But the thing of the matter is, he was perfecting his art. This bar exam is your art, you know? And when you're getting your performance test back and you are scoring the same way you were when you first started this course or whatever you started for test prep, if you're not performing at a higher level, if when you're getting your, you know, Kaplan, you know, those essay grading or your Barber, I don't know what they actually do, but when you're getting your scores back, they should be improving each time you take them. You should be figuring out a new thing, a new trick for your essays, a new thing for your MPTs, a new thing for your MPEs, and rules should just be kind of starting to register in your head so that you're getting less and less wrong every time you go out there and you take those exams. But a lot of us, including myself, you know, never understood that concept about I need to be performing consistently, because I thought just going was enough. Going to the library, doing what I needed to do, completing the task on my daily task list for the day was enough. But let me tell you, just because a course tells you that's all you have to do today doesn't mean that's all you have to do today. If you got stamina, if you got energy to learn some more, to get some more practice in, to crank out some more MBEs, do it. Because sitting there and just letting some computer lead you blindly, as I've stated in most of my bar prep, you know, critiques, is that you can't just follow whatever those bar prep courses tell you to do. You have to do what's right for you. You also have to do practice that is helpful to you. If doing the minimum practice that they require or the practice that they decide that you need to do that day isn't enough for you, do some more questions. Do some more questions until your brain is so irritated about getting something wrong that you just remember the rule already because you're just tired of it. But keep doing it, because at the end of the day, doing the work is going to pay off, but being consistent when you do the work. So measuring what your scores are, writing it down on a sheet of paper maybe. You know, like I scored this in property today on my questions. And I scored this in evidence today on my questions. And knowing how you're getting these problems right and wrong is going to help you overall get better. Because if you're not seeing, you know, a pattern, you're not seeing any trends, and if you're not focusing on those problems every day, you're going to miss something. You're going to miss how your scores can improve. You're not going to really figure out the tricks, and you're going to take the exam blind for a second time. So go in, understand that this exam is not just about the time you spend in the gym or the library or whatever you want to call your place of study, but it is about the quality of your performance that's progressive as you study for it. You are learning more as you get closer to the exam. You started off basically a blank slate. You knew nothing. You accepted you knew nothing. You walked into that bar prep course saying, I know nothing. And if you didn't, you sure better now. So just know, you know nothing, okay? Everything they taught you in law school does not prepare you for this. Yes, you know some concepts and some legal jargon, but you are not a master of all things of majority law. Just go make sure you know it cold, how they want to hear it, how they look at the honorary or the weird rules that they have down. Because it doesn't matter that you think you got evidence because you was killing it in law school. You got to kill it on the bar exam. That's where it counts. They don't take your law school scores and apply it to your bar prep. So, you know, that's really what I want you to keep in mind. Being consistent means more than just going to the gym. You gotta show the performance is consistent. You gotta be making scores that are progressively better than what you started out with. And your scores need to be higher by the time you get closer to the exam. So, you know, be consistent. Remember, just shooting in the gym is not enough. Even though it's good, it's not enough. You gotta be consistent. So, thank you for listening. Remind yourself, it's always about doing my best. Thank you.